My name is Kara Zor-El. 24 years ago, my planet was in peril. My cousin, Kal-El, was sent to a planet called Earth. You may know his story.
From a galaxy far, far away and many, many moons to go, welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks. And like we promised last time, we took like a month off because actually, I was on vacation for 2 weeks, and you folks don't read too much from that around. So that happened. Joining me this week, we have Dan.
Hey.
And we have Scott.
Hello.
And we are here to do our, I guess at this point, annual, I think this is the third time we've done it, fall TV preview show. So, as of this recording, it's September 10th, 2015. And, I mean, doesn't really start next week. There are a few shows that come back, but you know, within the next week and a half, 2 weeks or so, a lot of TV shows will start coming back and premiering. And what we do is we get all the new shows that are coming out this fall or early next year that have some type of development or announced date. And week one, we get what we're interested in, and then we'll get stuff that may or may not. Basically, we're going to play the prediction game as to which show survives the season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the I forget the percentage, but I think it's more than half of new shows don't make it into the next season.
Right.
So you'll find a ton of shows that are one off. So we're going to kick it off this year by actually talking about shows we're interested in or shows that have caught our interest for this season. And I'll go first since I want to give you two time to think about it.
Okay.
And
I already know.
I'm gonna.
My list is.
I'm gonna pick one that I'm assuming either one of you have, just kind of to get a broad scope of what may be out here. And this is gonna be really, really weird, especially as the first one. But Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
No interest in it. So yeah, you're gonna have to explain yourself.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, plenty of times.
I think it's very tongue in cheek, and I'm curious about the concept. Like it's a crazy romantic comedy essentially, where a woman who dated some dude in I believe junior high school runs into him again when she's an adult, and he just broke up with his girlfriend or something. And she runs into him when he's moving from, they live in New York, and I believe he's moving from New York to like LA or something like that. And, no, to California. I don't know if they say where. And she quits her job and she follows him to California. And the whole thing is now she's trying to become friends with him when she moves out there. So I'm curious, like most TV shows, I'm also not sure how many seasons this concept can last. I imagine he'll get a girlfriend, she'll get a boyfriend. You know, he may fall for her, their interests will never coincide until the very end or something like that. But CW hasn't steered me wrong yet, and I want to take a bet on this because I didn't go back to listen to this, but I'm pretty sure we were all down on Jane the Virgin last year, and Jane the Virgin turned out to be one of my favorite shows of this season. So, fingers crossed.
I never watched Jane the Virgin, so I just want to put that disclaimer in there.
So since Dan's too mature for these shows, what is Dan's?
Am I? I'm not really that mature. My one thing that I can say about Crazy Ex-Girlfriend that you, I think, said spot on was CW's never steered me wrong. That is very true. So far, CW's done pretty well by me, so maybe it will be good. I would say that's a really good advocacy. But that doesn't mean anything at the same time.
No, it doesn't mean anything because there's a bunch of different studios.
Yeah.
And clearly, I don't watch all the CW shows. I'm sure there are some that are awful.
You have to believe in the supreme hive mind that is the CW.
I guess so.
Hey, not a hive mind, the model factory.
Hive mind, model factory.
I prefer model factory because they have really hot people on their shows.
Yeah,
that they do. They really do.
I think MTV is trying to catch up to them now with all their shows.
MTV.
Yeah. So, Dan, what was your pick?
My pick... Do I have to pick one?
Well, I mean, I was going to take turns.
Oh, okay. I really only have one. I guess this is where I explain that I'm not too excited about too many new shows this coming season. I'm excited for a lot of the old shows to come back.
I'm actually in agreement with you. It's one of those seasons where a lot of the shows from last season or before are holdovers. So it's like I have to pick and choose. Like, you know, there's only so many hours in a day.
Yeah, pretty much.
So a lot of these shows are going to be like, if I hear good reception about it, I can check it out down the road. Like, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's going to be that. Like, I'm not going to give you the impression I'll be there day one, but it's one of those shows that I want to... Like, I'll check out the pilot. But, and just as a quick aside, this show also comes on Monday at 8 p.m. That is the same time as Gotham.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
And as we'll find out later on, that's the same time as Supergirl.
Oh, no.
So,
whoa.
It's a very tiny...
Looks like you're going to be catching the reruns of those, as they play later in the night.
They don't, so we'll talk about that. So anyhow, Dan, your pick.
So my one pick would probably be the Muppets, I think. I never thought I would say this. I'm not a huge Muppets guy. I don't have any attachments to this. I probably will give it a chance just because I, like you, there's only so many hours in a day, but at the same time, I also watch a lot of shows while I do work because I do a lot of work at home and on the computer. So I have the fortunate opportunity, I guess, to watch a lot of shows while I do work and sort of half focus on that. So I will probably give it a chance as far as, like, I'll watch it while I'm doing work, and if it's good, then I'll continue watching it. If it's not, then I won't. But I'm not really sure why I'm excited for it, just because it sounds like an interesting concept, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
I was going to say, that is actually my most anticipated show of the season. And I think it's something, I don't know if you touched on this, but it's also one of those things that's like a godsend for me. Because a lot of the new shows that come out are an hour long. This is 30 minutes. Mm. It's so much easier to find 30 minutes in a day than it is to find an hour. But, and not only that, but I think they've done a stellar job with the marketing with, I mean, you know how many people went crazy over the news that Kermit and Miss Piggy broke up?
Yeah, a little ridiculous.
But so funny. And those commercials, I know a lot of people were kind of thrilled about the ones with Nathan Fillion. And that it'll, but yeah, they've done a stellar job of the marketing. They had like that, it was like a 10-minute pitch video they posted on YouTube a few weeks ago. That was fantastic, and if the show keeps that tone and that pace, I'm all in.
I think that was my thing. I watched that little clip that they had. I don't remember how long it was, but it was not quite an episode, not quite like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good, and I feel like if they continue being self-aware enough to be like, yo, we're the Muppets, and like this is how ridiculous this show is and how like these scenes are, I think it'll be fine. It seemed very self-aware, but not like too much that it was like just meta about everything, you know? So I guess I'm hoping for more of that. But I'm also not expecting, I don't know, not expecting too much at all, really, because I don't have, like, a love for the Muppets.
Yeah, I honestly, a lot of the advertising for the Muppets must have passed me by, because I didn't hear about the series until just like a few days ago. So, but I mean, I watched the Muppets Christmas Carol. I watched all these weird Muppet movies when I was a kid. So they're definitely part of my childhood in a weird way. So I'd be interested in watching this. So yeah, I like that. It's on your list. It's on my list now too. So,
yay, we can come back in a month to talk about the Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, this is actually one of the really close ones. This premieres in 2 weeks, a week and a half. So check it out. It's on ABC Tuesday night, 8 p.m.
I don't actually know when a lot of these shows air, even the reruns, so I'm just kind of waiting for later in September to happen when I know more shows will start happening.
Okay, I would also like to point out that I gave both of them a list that has the time, date, and premiere.
Yeah, but it was like kind of in there, like I would have to, like.
But don't worry, Earl. I have my picks opened and with,
oh yeah,
you know, the
I read
cast
that.
Up.
It's just that I have such a bad concept of like, oh, this premieres Wednesday, September 30th. How many weeks from now is that? Or like stuff like that. Like I have such a tight schedule and stuff that I don't think that far ahead generally.
You would think if you have a tight schedule, you'd think further ahead so
not
that you can make
always.
I focus Maybe that's why you have a tight schedule.
I focus on a week-by-week sort of thing.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So, Scott, what is your pick? Or a pick?
Okay. The first one that came to mind was, don't make fun of me for this, but Grandfathered. Because for multiple reasons.
I like Grandpapa shows, too.
I want to hear this one, because I've seen this, and it's on my radar for one of the early cancellations.
Okay, it is for me, too. But I'm not expecting it to be a stellar hit, but there's some reasons. One, John Stamos, because the last time I saw John Stamos, he died in an episode of Law and Order, and it was pretty funny.
And then in real life, too. Rip.
Two, Josh Peck. Like, I forgot that he existed, so I kind of want to see him on TV again. Three.
Thirdly, that duo.
Yeah, thirdly, that duo should be interesting, especially as father and son.
Yeah.
Paige Brewster, I really liked her in Criminal Minds, and I haven't seen her in anything else, really, mostly because, I don't know, I don't watch a lot of things, so I'm interested in this trio.
I'm sorry, but this sounds like Scott's going to awake just to make sure people are still alive. Like, oh yeah, he's still alive, and I forgot he's still acting. He has a career again.
Honestly, that's really the reason.
I mean, let's be honest, with the people in this show, that's kind of accurate, though.
It's just funny, because he's like, I'm interested in it, because I haven't seen him in a long time. I forgot he was a thing. I haven't seen many shows with her.
No, but that's honestly, like, the premise for the show is pretty interesting. How not only does he find out that he's a father, but he finds out that he's also a grandfather. I mean, that's pretty, you know, that's pretty big news to find. Oh, by the way, you're a grandfather when you don't even know that you're a father at all. So I'm sure the love that happens will die off in like the first three episodes or even the first episode. You just get used to it. But
yeah, I mean, I can't do it all again. There's only so many hours in the day. But I try to watch as many of these as possible just to kind of get an idea. Like, you never know what's going to surprise you. Like, actually, I think the big surprise for me is Red Band Society, which didn't matter though, yes, to the season. But yeah, you know, maybe it turns out to be a fantastic comedy and you actually be absolutely love it. I would point out one problem, though. It is the same time as The Muppets.
Dun dun dun.
Oh, no.
Dun dun dun. Drama already. Only three items into our list.
There's always drama.
I hate when I have to make big decisions like this. You know? I'm really bad at decision making.
I mean, and in this day and age, people don't necessarily. You can DVR it or whatever. That's what the kids say.
I don't think they say that nowadays.
Well, I'm not going to say the other way people acquire TV shows.
Actually, I know for a fact kids don't say that these days.
You don't tell your friends you're going to go home and PVR it?
I don't. I work with kids all day, and I don't even think they know the concept of DVR.
Oh, no, they know the concept, trust me.
They know the concept of what DVR accomplishes. They don't know what
it is. Yeah, they don't know what it is. They just know I can watch my shows later.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still trying to go broad so that, one, we can cover more shows, and two, I still think there are some that may have crossover. But, and this is an odd one, but it's mostly because I'm curious about the genre on TV Scream Queens?
I was going to say that too, actually. I'm slightly interested in that.
Yeah, so, I'll admit that too. I am interested. I don't like to admit that I am, but I am.
Yeah, I would also say that this is Ryan Murphy, which in my knowledge means that Scream Queens will be a very interesting first season, and then really fall off a cliff after that.
What else has he
done?
That
sounds about right.
He's done G and American Horror Story are his two big ones.
Oh, see, I don't watch those, really, so,
I don't either, but I know from, well, one, I've seen the ratings for G.
Mm-hmm.
And it dropped like a rock after like season 3.
Nice.
Yeah.
And American Horror Story, I think a lot of people weren't too thrilled with Asylum. I think that was the most recent one.
I thought Freak Show was the most recent one.
I don't watch American Horror. I've watched the first season.
I only know, like, choice words about the show. I don't really know anything at all.
Sure. Queen.
I really don't. It's not my type of show.
It's okay. I'm expecting this to be more camp 80s horror than American Horror Story, which is more psychological
horror.
That's
the only reason I'm interested in it, is for the campiness and kind of like tongue-in-cheeky.
Yeah, I'm also kind of curious to see what you can get away with on network TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't really do much on network TV as far as horror goes.
Yeah.
And
which
I'm
is
actually,
unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of more curious about this, too, because I actually watched Scream this summer, which I actually thought was pretty decent, and I'm kind of, I want to see what a competent studio and actual actors and actresses can do.
Wait, who did, who
and
did
Nick
Scream?
Jonas.
Huh?
Who did Scream? What's, like...
I don't know. Oh. It's on MTV.
Okay. I was going to, like, check it out just because it's Scream and has a name, but, like, I wasn't expecting much.
It's a fun show. I think they actually nailed a pretty decent first season with being self-referential and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Scream Queens have Jamie Lee Curtis. You can never go wrong with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Figgy Friday, am I right?
Yes.
Great
Emma
movie.
Roberts, Lea Michele, and Aria Grande. Even though I believe she's only in a cameo, they might be a bunch of cameos for the first episode. I actually don't know who's the starring cast of that show.
It's probably like the Muppets. There's going to be a lot of cameos and just who knows, really.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Dan, do you have another pick for us?
I was going through the list and I had seen one that I like forgot about but was probably going to watch. So let me just kind of go through that.
While he's doing that, Scream also premieres Tuesday at 8 p.m. A bunch of shows are coming on Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Oh, really?
Which really sucks, because that's when the Flash comes on, and I'm not moving anything for Flash.
Yeah, me neither, honestly.
Earl loves his Flash.
Oh, I do.
I'm pretty sure everyone does at this point.
You know what?
You
haven't seen
it
at all.
I've saw that coming. Can we kick somebody off the show already?
Yes.
Okay. It's... I don't have enough hours or minutes left in this podcast to explain why I haven't watched it, except to say...
You're an awful human being.
I don't know. I'm a terrible human being, and I apologize for that. And I do plan on, you know, watching it soon, hopefully. But I said that about Arrow about two seasons ago, so...
Well, I will let you know that The Flash hits Netflix at the end of this month, so there's no time like the present to catch up.
That
and
would be very
me,
helpful.
Once you watch an episode, you'll probably finish it in a weekend.
Wait, does it really?
Huh?
Does it really actually come on Netflix? That's pretty good
to know. It comes on Netflix. They all do. I forget. I think it's the end of this month. It's usually like the week before it premieres, and the Flash premieres October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I actually don't need a guide to tell me. I know when that premieres offhand. I've already been counting down the days since like May.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, have you found your pick, Dan?
Yeah, I was going to say this show, Narcos, I think that's how it's pronounced, only because I saw it on Netflix and it kind of looked intriguing. I don't actually know too much about it. I was going to...
Except that it premiered already?
Yeah. And because it's a Netflix show, the whole thing premiered, so I'll probably give it, like, an episode's worth of chance. I mean, maybe I won't, actually, at all. It's one of those things where, since it's all available right now already, maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it, and I also heard questionable things about it.
Mm.
So at some point, I do want to check it out. Though we're getting to that point of the year where it's hard for me to say I want to... start a new show and so many of those shows are coming back.
Yeah, that is true. Like, I was at the point throughout the summer where I was like, oh, I need more shows, so I kind of was reaching for stuff a little bit more. But now that we're getting into, like, show replay territory, I'm probably going to be a lot more selective with, like you said earlier, a lot of shows are coming back that I was interested in and stuff, and that were, and so, like, the new season is not super interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so please come back and give me a report if nothing else.
Yeah.
Scott, what do you have for us?
Okay, where was it? Too many tabs open. Hold on.
Too many tabs.
Okay. It was Chicago Med, and not because, well, it's basically for multiple reasons, like grandfathered, though it's harder to back this up because...
Do you watch Chicago Fire or Chicago PD?
No, that's why it's hard to back up. Okay, you see, I like the idea of multiple TV shows being linked like this because, especially since it's by executive producer Dick Wolf, because I like how occasionally the various Law and Order shows would overlap a little bit, like, oh look, it's Sam Waterston in SVU. That's cool, but I would be interested in this TV show more so than the Chicago PD and Chicago Fire, mostly because I'm kind of sick of like police procedural TV shows and all that, and I have no idea what Chicago Fire is about except
fire department. Lots of fire.
Yeah. And Chicago Med, I like medical dramas, no matter what, medical shows. So they just click with me. And if this is interesting to watch, which I do plan on trying to catch it, it might get me into the other Chicago TV shows, and that'd be pretty cool. So those are my reasons.
I would also point out, not to push you, but if you like interconnected TV shows, Arrow and The Flash are connected, and there are crossover episodes between both shows. Am I correct, Dan?
This episode brought to you by The CW, home of The Flash and Arrow.
And Jane the Virgin.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, it's true, though.
And that's one of the reasons why I want to get into them.
It's not on the list because it's not a fall TV show. It's also bringing us Legends of Tomorrow, which premieres in January, which is the third show in the Arrowverse.
Oh, do they actually have a release date for that? Like official?
It's just January.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I guess it's technically the fourth show if you count the Vixen short that airs on the CW seed.
Yeah, I forgot about that too until the other day when I saw it on CW.
Yeah. I mean, I also have to say, their estimates of times are very generous. Mm. Like 5 minutes, 14 seconds. 6 minutes long. No, it's not. And half of that's credit. Okay. More shows. Okay, I want to say this because I'm surprised nobody else has said it, and I don't want it to go unmentioned, but Supergirl?
It's because everyone knew it was going to be on somebody's list.
Okay, yeah, that's why I didn't do it. I'm getting worried. Nobody's saying Supergirl. Like, we're not going to go half an hour without mentioning the comic book show.
I didn't want to start off strong and have all of the shows be just Ash vs. the Evil Dead, Supergirl, and Muppets, basically. The three shows that have the biggest names, you know?
Yeah. But we are running out of show.
Yeah.
Real quick, have either of you seen Supergirl yet?
Not more than like the long, like extended teaser or whatever.
Yeah, whatever plays at the beginning of movies, then that's all I've seen.
Okay, because the first episode has been out there if you want it for the past 3 months now.
Oh yeah, that is true.
I can say this on my own podcast. No one's going to arrest me. I do take the opportunity to check these out. Mm-hmm. It also helps that I get the opportunity to check some of these out ahead of time anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
There's an event this weekend in New York City, Saturday and Sunday, and they preview almost all of these pilots.
Oh, cool.
And it's free. You can just go. You have to sign up for tickets ahead of time, but it's free. And I usually go every year, again, just to kind of get an idea of what shows I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I love The Flash, as I've tried to hide time and time again. And Supergirl kind of hits those same notes. So I always say, like, The Flash, more than any other comic book series, reminds me of the Christopher Reeve Superman franchise. And I think this hits a similar balance between not too, you know, it's not too campy, but it's not dark and gritty or edgy, as people like to say.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's poppy.
That The Flash definitely covers that, and I definitely see that being in Supergirl, but I see Supergirl being less of an action show altogether based on what I've seen of that teaser, so I'm a little bit interested in seeing where they go with it.
I'm curious too, especially being as on the CW.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that more than any of the other comic book shows, it may be a bit too procedural.
Yeah. Did you mean to say CBS? Because it's on CBS.
Oh, yeah, CBS. Yeah.
I feel that too, though. I'm kind of curious what CBS is going to do with a superhero show. I think everyone's like that with networks, though. What is this network going to do with their superhero show?
Mm-hmm. Now, this is on a different, it's on a different network. So, is Supergirl going to do any crossovers with Arrow and other DC?
As of right now, no.
Okay.
I mean, it's one of those weird situations where it's possible because it's the same creative team behind them. And CBS technically owns half of the CW.
The C part.
But
they own the C part, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also think that logistics, I don't think Supergirl from the Vancouver and lining up, you know, shows on multiple networks and all that stuff that's involved with it.
Yeah, that's why I would think that it's not going to happen. But I thought I'd ask.
But also, it's a little curious how DC's doing their universe anyway, because they're not making it like Marvel's, where, like, you have a Netflix show and you have an ABC show in the universe, technically, sort of thing.
Yeah, but even then, that's different. Like, they're connected in that they're both in the shared MCU.
Yeah, but that's
but
what
the shows themselves aren't connected.
Definitely.
Like, Daredevil isn't connected to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right, but I mean, like, Flash and Arrow are connected to each other, but they're not connected to the DC's universe, because they're going to have a different Flash and everything.
Yeah, like, they're not connected to something like Gotham.
Yeah. Like, so I think it's already an interesting situation that, like, you know, you have Gotham. You have basically three different DC franchises, universes going kind of thing. Or four, really. I guess you have Gotham, you have the CW shows, you have CBS, and then you have the movies.
Yeah, I didn't realize that all of them, for some reason, I haven't, like, because I haven't seen The Flash, I haven't seen Arrow, and I haven't really kept up with DC stuff, I didn't even realize that, like, because I'm just used to comic book heroes all being in the same universe, I just assumed that the Supergirl and all these characters in the movies and TV shows are going to be connected, but, eh.
Alas, that is not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case.
Well, I mean, it also can vary, because when we did the show last year, Arrow and The Flash were in the same universe. Gotham and Constantine were not, but since Constantine was canceled, Constantine is now in universe with Arrow and The Flash, because Constantine will be appearing on Arrow and The Flash this season.
Mm.
That's what I heard. And, you know, I actually did catch a couple episodes of Constantine last year. But it didn't catch for me, so I'm not surprised it got canceled. But I will be interested to see him on those shows when I do get around to watching them.
Wait, is it going to be the same actor?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
yeah, that's why it's confusing.
Mm.
So, yep. I mean, I like what they're doing. Okay, my big beef with having a generally connected universe, and I don't want to say this too much because nobody's here to defend this show, as far as I know, is that you look at something like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and so much of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'll defend the show.
Oh, I was going to say, so much of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 1 was held by the fact that they had this big twist, but they couldn't do it until it was revealed in the movie.
No, I feel that for sure, but it lends, I don't know, I've like talked with you about this before in the past, so I don't really have too much else to say, actually. I will defend the show on its, like, quality, but I see what you mean. Like, there's certain liberties that the show has to take because it has to step aside from the movie.
Yeah.
And kind of vice versa, but less so, because the show can't do as much that influences the movies, you know?
It doesn't do anything that influences
the
movies.
Well, I mean, so far.
The Inhumans.
There's
the
opportunity for it.
It's been two seasons and, like, five movies.
No, I definitely agree with you. I'm just saying there's the opportunity for it to, but the impact it would have and the opportunity for it to do so would be less so because it has less viewers than the movie, and, like, less people are going to acknowledge it or care about it.
And that's always going to be the problem. I love Arrow and I love The Flash, But at the end of the day, these are shows being seen by 5 or 6 million people a week when, honestly speaking, opening, if your movie opened to that many people, for a comic book movie, that'd be a big disaster. Yeah. That's like $50 million or something.
That's like almost like Ant-Man.
Yeah, and even Ant-Man did better than that.
Fantastic Four didn't.
Well, Fantastic Four doesn't have a TV show.
Wah, wah.
But,
good thing they yeah. don't, because that'd probably bomb, too.
And I also think, and, you know, right or wrong, I also don't think it's fair to ask your audience to watch dozens of hours of TV in order to understand a movie.
No, exactly, which is why it's going to be harder for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to do anything that influences the movies, but it's easier for the movies to influence it. So I think they have struck a good medium, I think, now, where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to become like more of a companion series to it, like explain a little bit more for those who want a little bit more. Like, right now, they're going into Inhumans, and for those who want Inhumans before the movie comes out in 400 years from now, they can find it already, and they can explore a little bit more of the universe, and a little bit, like, not really, but a little bit more of the Heroes universe, too. Really not that much at all, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, I think, and at the end of the day, you know, I do think, you know, that's what the show is right now. It's a show that caters to the diehard MCU fans, which is great.
Yeah.
If you're invested in that universe, it's a dozen more hours a season in between movies of you getting caught up on this universe.
Yeah.
Seeing what happens.
They can do with Marvel and stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the good things about this show is that it does allow you something that movies can't in 2 hours. It kind of allows you to see the fallout of the superhero actions.
Yeah.
Like, the whole background of Daredevil was like, this is New York after the alien invasion. Granted, New York looks the same, but it allowed a power vacuum where corrupt people can come into power.
It's things you wouldn't think about are things you wouldn't be able to explore in a movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But yeah, I do think there is some merit to, you know, if all DC shows were connected, that would be something. Mm-hmm. But I also understand that, you know, I'll probably watch them, but I, you know, there are people who like The Flash who were so-so on Arrow last season, mm-hmm. or who watch The Flash but don't watch Arrow, people who hate Gotham. So, you know, like, it would suck if you had to watch all of those shows even if you didn't like them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's definitely pros and cons for both strategies. One of the cons, I think, of DC's approach right now is the exact confusion that we just had on this podcast, where not knowing what is connected and what's not. But but again, there's all the different cons for Marvel's cinematic universe too. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to kind of put a bookend on it.
Yeah, Dan, do you have a next pick?
I don't. Nothing that's already been said. At least I was kind of only looking forward to maybe like probably the Muppets and Supergirl, maybe other stuff. Like, I'll probably check out Narcos and stuff like that.
Okay, Scott.
This show already debuted. But I'm still interested in watching because I haven't watched it yet. It's Fear the Walking Dead, and this is because honestly I haven't even caught up in the last season of just the regular Walking Dead. But the reason this series interests me is because of when it takes place. It takes place while Rick Grimes is in his coma, and what else interests me is that this show is not based off of the comic book series, which the regular TV show is, though loosely. After I've read the comic book series up until issue 1 something. There's stuff with Negan, that's all I remember. But I'm really interested to see how they play this TV show because the original TV show and the comic book, they just start you off directly into zombie world, and I'm interested to see the collapse of society. And yeah,
well, I've seen the first episode, and part of it, I guess, was like so much of it was like the build up to the outbreak of the zombies, and I'm like, yeah, we kind of know what they are already. It's kind of it's tired ground. It's like, there's no, as an audience member, there's no real shock in it because you know what's going to happen. So
right.
I haven't seen the second or third episode, so maybe they fish it out better. But I mean, if the whole thing is like, this is the world, but it's not even because it's the zombie apocalypse has started by the end of the first episode. So is it just going to be re-threading ground where we see another group of survivors learning how to survive and stuff just in a different part of the country.
I hope it's not like that, because if it's anything like The Walking Dead is becoming, which is basically a zombie drama. And I say that akin to like police dramas and medical dramas where it's a lot of the same stuff over and over again. But I want it to be different. I want it to expand the universe and the whole idea of it being a prequel too. I like that. I'm not looking for more of the same. Like, I don't need to see Daryl. I don't need to see Rick. I don't need to see Maggie. I don't need to see these characters, because I'm kind of bored of those characters, actually. So I'm interested in a fresh take, and I like zombies. So there's that.
That's always good.
I don't even watch the show, and I'm already bored of those characters. I hate hearing about The Walking Dead seems to be what, like, the same thing over and over.
It really seems like
everybody who watches it just tolerates it.
Yeah, that's really what it is, because each individual episode, very rarely will I just, after watching an episode of The Walking Dead, be like, I really liked that episode. Usually at the end of an episode, I'm like, how are these idiots still alive?
Well, I think they're getting to the point where Rick's the dominant one, so I understand it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just take a quick glance. I think that might be it for me, too, which is kind of sad. I mean, I think that was maybe, what, 7 shows?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm not even excited about the shows I am going to watch. I'm just watching them because I think they will be entertaining and there are more shows.
There are 2 shows that I don't have high expectations for, but I want to see, because I want to see what they do with the concept, because they are sequels to movies,
mm-hmm.
which is Minority Report and Limitless.
And Ash vs. Okay. The Evil Dead.
Okay, well, that one I'm interested in, but, like, because Ash vs. The Evil Dead makes sense,
mm-hmm.
where, okay, Minority Report, for instance. I'm assuming you both have seen the movie.
I have seen most of it, not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you haven't seen. Have you seen the ending?
No, I don't really care, though. You can say whatever you want.
Oh. Well, I mean, they shut down the precog
okay.
system. And so the triplets, I think they were triplets in the movies. I guess one of them died. I forget. Anyhow, TV show follows one of the precogs now, that he isn't the 3 of them, so he only gets glimpses of the future, and now he's kind of working with a detective to solve crime. So it's like any other police procedural you've seen, but I'm kind of curious, because especially for a TV budget, Minority Report is really advanced and technical, because it's not like just a... Yeah, and they try to mimic that to the best of their abilities. I'm kind of curious how that continues as the season goes on.
Probably about as well as The Flash.
Well, even The Flash, I mean, I love The Flash, but even I notice when they pretty much reuse half the shots every
No, that's what I mean. Like, they only have so much budget, so you can tell the episodes what it's like, oh, they went over on this episode.
Yeah. Whenever they show him running down the street, and it's always the same overhead of just, like, that line running through the streets. I'm like, yeah, okay, we're going to do this 3 more times this episode.
Reuse that sound effect.
Or the up close of his face.
Yep.
Good times, good times. And it's because, like, the whole idea of the show, movie, was he took a drug that helped him unlock parts of his brain. So, like, what can't you do to the show do now?
Yeah. I actually, at first, like, saw Limitless and was like, oh, is that, you know, related to the Limitless movie? Well, whatever. And then I, like, sort of connected, but also sort of didn't. I don't know. I was confused by it, even though it's just the same word. Because it seems like such a movie that doesn't need or would have a sequel. It's kind of like that Transporter series. It's like, why does this need a sequel or on TV?
Okay. Here's the weirdest thing about that, though, is that it's getting a TV sequel, but it's also got a movie
yeah,
sequel.
No, definitely. I was going to express that, too, how weird that is. It's on TV as, like, Transporter, the series, or whatever it's called. I think that's what it's called. And then it's just, like, Transporter, whatever the new one's called, rebooted. They can't even come up with unique names at this point.
And the worst part is neither one of them matters because it doesn't have Jason Statham.
Yeah, and they also don't matter because even with Jason Statham, they were kind of like B-movie action movies at best, honestly.
Yes, but I mean, at that point, he made them because he just has that presence about him.
Oh, definitely.
Like I'm not going to sit here and defend the Transformer films as like art house cinema, but they're fun Jason Statham movies.
For another fun Jason Statham movie with cars in it, Furious 7.
Furious 7. Speaking of, I don't know why this. Maybe it's a mid-season replacement. This just doesn't have Rush Hour. Rush Hour is getting a TV show this season.
Oh God, is it really?
Yeah.
Is it going to have anything from the original cast?
It doesn't have the original cast, but I think it has a vacuum, an Asian actor. So I don't know if they're supposed to be Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, or if they're like their offsprings, or if it's just whatever.
Just another version of them, and another Asian guy and black guy, because that's what the series was built off of.
Yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, that's a totally a thing.
That's weird. That's another one that can go right in the same bucket. Why does this need a series, and I didn't expect it to get a series ever?
Well, I mean, a lot of these I kind of put to the success I put in quotes because it just ended, of stuff like Hannibal and Sleepy Hollow and Bates Motel, which are all kind of like, let's take this movie and let's adapt it to the small screen in some fashion.
Yeah.
And they've done well. Ish.
Some of them have.
Yeah.
I like Bates Motel. It's pretty good, but it also has its moments that I don't like.
Yeah, and it also has the problem of being a prequel where you can, a sequel gives you more room to stretch out, but some of these movies were finite, and it's like, oh, we're just going to open up this wall again. And the thing is, I like Minority Report into the final half an hour, and I didn't mind Nimitz, but neither one of them are like movies that I was huge into.
Yeah.
And Minority Report is over a decade old.
Yeah. One thing that I don't think that these shows deserve a series for is because they don't have that great world building. They just build upon one single idea. Minority Report, I think, does, actually. But it's like, I'm not interested or invested in the Limitless world. I was hardly invested in the character. I really wasn't. I didn't care much about anything in Limitless. It was an enjoyable popcorn fluff movie.
I was also going to point out that Bradley Cooper does make an appearance.
Oh, does he?
In the pilot. And I think he says he's open to making more appearances throughout this series. We'll see.
Raccoon.
I could be wrong, but I just don't see that show being on for the world.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, brings us to the fun part of this show, the cancellation game. Bum, 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 bum. All right,
basically everything that we didn't say, plus some of the stuff that we did say. That's my guess.
Well, okay, to be fair, just because we already had our first casualty of the season, and it hasn't even begun yet. NBC was rebooting Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And they are no longer going through with that.
Oh, actually, before we do this, one quick show that because I was just looking at it and thinking of it, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris, might give that a shot, too. I don't know what it's about, but Neil Patrick Harris is a cool guy.
I think it's a variety show.
Yeah, and, like, I might give it a chance, but I probably won't watch it. It'll probably be good, like, if I need something to just pass the time.
Yeah, I feel like that's basically what late night shows do as well.
Yeah, but that's why I watch late night shows sometimes. From time to time, I'll just put on an episode that had an interesting topic or something, or an interesting guest.
Fair enough.
So I don't know.
So yes,
there's that, and isn't there another one like with Aziz Ansari? That's Master of None.
I don't know.
I don't know what that's about. I don't know if it's more stand up or like Louis style or like. Yeah, I don't know that much about it at all. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, I don't think this is going to die, but I don't get the purpose of it. Heroes Reborn.
Mm.
And then I was wondering if anyone else is going to talk about this.
It's interesting that they did it. That's all I can say about it. I didn't watch the first Heroes.
I watched the first Heroes. And the first season is actually pretty good, and then it goes to crap. Major crap. Mm. Terrible crap. Stinky, smelly crap.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But here's the thing with Heroes to me, and I could be completely wrong on this. One of the reasons Heroes was so big when it was the only superhero show on TV.
Yeah.
It was during the second boom of comic book movies where you had Spider-Man and X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, right off of, I think Batman Begins was coming out soon and stuff like that. So people wanted that, and, you know, it filled the need. You got superpowers every week on TV. We are now in an era where we have Arrow, Flash, Gotham, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter, iZombie, Supergirl, Lucifer,
yep.
Legends of Tomorrow, Jessica Jones, Daredevil.
End of things, too.
Exactly. Why do I want an off-brand superhero show?
Honestly speaking, I
hate to take a dig, if I wanted an off-brand comic book show, I'd go with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's still in a universe we know. It may not be characters we know, but it's still in a universe we know. Instead of a... characters some people may know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, Heroes is like... This, and it doesn't even have all the main characters, because some of them got busy.
Doesn't have a few of them, though?
It has a few of them. It's the people who didn't do anything in the last 5 years.
I agree. It does seem like it's a little bit like... A, it seems weird that they're having a Heroes Reborn, like a TV show that's a reboot or remake of a TV show. That, to me, is a strange concept, but I'm sure it's been done before that I can't think of right now.
They've done... 24 did one recently.
Oh, that's true. But, I mean, wasn't 24 a success? Was it canceled on its own, or...
Oh, no, 24 was a success.
Yeah,
but...
so, like, they chose to end it, and then they did a second one, right?
Yeah.
So, like, this is a little different. Heroes was canceled, and then they... are trying again, basically. It'd be like if Firefly came back.
Yeah. But he didn't say anything, people. Hope. He didn't say anything. Move on. But yeah, I get your point. And like I said, I honestly think it's because NBC's like, oh, we have a comic book brand.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like we talk about, you know, the Marvel and DC stuff. But honestly, the big dog on the campus is The Walking Dead. Which is Cable's biggest show. So, everybody wants a piece of that pie, because I think Fear the Walking Dead did like 10 million, which is the highest premiere for any Cable show ever.
Wow.
Or something like that.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, everybody wants to chase that, and NBC tried with Constantine, and that didn't work out for them. So they're like, wait, we have a show in-house, and we don't have to pay somebody to make it.
It does seem like they just want a piece of the comic book pie. Maybe it's the Walking Dead pie. Maybe it's just the comic book in general pie. But it seems like everybody's chasing that right now, and it feels like there's going to be a crash because of it.
Oh, I definitely think that... I mean, as much as I'm interested... Like, there's no way anybody can watch all these shows.
Yeah.
I hate that this has been mostly comic book related, but it is us. Like I said, Mondays.
Yep.
Gotham, Supergirl, Lucifer. Three comic book shows. Tuesdays, Flash, iZombie, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then Agent Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesdays, just Arrow. I think Thursdays, Heroes Reborn. Sundays is The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead. I think Lucifer's on Monday as well, but that comes on later on. I assume Legends of Tomorrow will be on Tuesday as well.
Did you say both Walking Deads were on the same day?
Yeah, one airs, like, the Fear the Walking Dead airs now, and then when that ends, the Walking Dead premieres.
Okay, because I was going to say, are they expecting people to watch 2 hours worth of Walking Dead every weekend?
What?
That'd
have
be
you
crazy.
Seen the numbers for, have you seen the numbers for The Talking Dead? People would love 2 hours of The Walking Dead.
I mean,
Dead
apparently anyway. They would, but also apparently they don't even love The Walking Dead in the first place with the way people talk about it.
I honestly know what you mean, because I'm one of those people, because it's like I always say this to me, the Walking Dead's like a very bad roller coaster. It has some extreme highs, and then it will dip really fast.
And you can die on it.
Yeah,
And
you can die on it. But yeah, it goes up, and it dips. And then it goes up. So it's always like, I always say when it's high, when it reaches its high, but then it hits this y'all where it's just like, why do I watch this show? And just when you're about to say, okay, I'm done with this show, it's like, it comes back strong. Like, yeah, this is what I watch it for. And honestly, I was going to end it after like halfway through season two, halfway through season three, part of season, and then one episode, and it's like, oh yeah, okay, this is why. It's that big payoff.
I think you mostly described Arrow season 3 for me.
I don't hate it as much as other people. I completely agree that it is not as high quality as season 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And it is a lot, it is very inconsistent. And I think it's inconsistent not necessarily in its quality, but in its characterization.
Yeah.
Where like I hated that everything seemed so contrived because they needed a plot point and they couldn't give characters proper motivation, so they're just like, oh, you're this way for that reason.
Yep. And now here we are with the way that season 3 ended. I'm not even going to say it because it's dumb.
What was wrong with season 3? Oh, we don't want to spoil it for...
We don't want to spoil it for people who aren't caught up on it, but it's just the way it ended was just... Really? You had to bring that into... I don't know. You can already expect where season 4's start is going to go, I think.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of curious, because they keep on saying it's going to be a lighter show, and I think that will be interesting, because I know that's one of the reasons people enjoyed The Flash, is that it's a much lighter take than how the DC's recent output has been.
Yep.
So, yeah. There we go. What else? Like I said, I don't expect much from Grandfathered.
Me neither.
I also don't expect big things from The Grindr.
I was going to say that, too. I've been seeing commercials of it. I think I started seeing commercials of it when I was in Canada a couple weeks ago, and I was like, this is happening? Really? Well, that's something I don't have to pay attention to and wait for it to die.
Yeah. Do you know the concept of this, Scott?
No.
It's a show about... Okay, it's brothers... saved by Ben Savage and Robbie O. Fred Savage, I should say. Ben's on Girl Meets World. And his brother, Fred Savage, is an actual attorney. But his brother, Robbie O, plays an attorney on TV. And I guess his show gets canceled. So he uses his TV knowledge to become a lawyer with him. And that's the concept.
Huh. That's interesting.
That's one word. Not the word I would have went with, but that's one word.
It definitely is interesting, and to be honest, it's not a bad, like, kind of, for, like, a sort of how to create a movie or a TV show. Just take a bunch of stuff and put a twist on it. But it sounds like it'll be kind of...
Yeah, it sounds like it would be a fun movie where the brother earns something.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, again, I don't see how you put this as a TV show
for
too long.
It'll have its heartfelt moments, and then it'll have its heartfelt goodbye.
This is a show I'm kind of interested in. The Player?
Is that the hockey one?
The what?
The one with a hockey character?
No, a hockey character.
I just said that.
No, this is the one with... this is the one with Wesley Snipes.
Oh no.
Yeah,
Blade,
and it's about I guess it's about a city where people bet on a competition, and they hire this dude to be their operative. It's kind of like how they always have like those manhunt movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that, and he's the guy, so he can play as long as he lives. And I think like Wesley Snipes pays him to be in it or something like that. I forget how it goes.
So it's kind of like a gamer, but like not terrible.
Kind of, but it's actual people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm kind of interested in the concept. Again, it sounds like something that'd be an awesome movie, but when you say that, we've had movies like that before. So. Truth be told, I'm just going to assume this is going to be canceled. I've heard no buzz about it at all.
Yep, a lot of these shows on this list, when you sent us this, actually, I had not heard that much buzz about.
Yeah, I think, and again, it could be wrong. I don't, I've only been following the TV, like, this whole pilot season for the last few years. Honestly, it probably started around the second season, like, when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was announced and stuff like that, because then there was 2 comic book shows on network TV.
Yeah.
And contrary to what I say now, I was absolutely looking forward to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I have Agent Coulson, and I have the concept, mm-hmm. and the show just disappointed me.
I think you should give it another chance. I think you should. Or finish it up. I don't know.
I've watched a season and a half.
I know, that's what I mean. Finish it up, I think. You should just put at least put a bookend on that, because it does end kind of in an appropriate, like, not a cliffhanger. I mean, it has a cliffhanger, but for the most part, it wraps things up with the current arcs they were doing. I don't know. I think you should just kind of put a bookend on it, maybe see if you like it or don't like it enough.
Yes, we'll see. We'll see. but yeah, I think I honestly think this is one of the weaker lineups I've seen in some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a combination of just like a lot of the genre shows are movie sequels or, you know, like... And I hate saying this because I watch all the comic book shows, so I can't be one of those guys who criticize.
Mm-hmm.
But almost everything else that isn't a comic book show is kind of like, oh, it's a procedural. It's like one normal person with this special powered person.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's Sherlock Holmes. It's what Bones was. It's what House was. It's what Psych was. It's what Lucifer is. It's what Minority Report is. It's what Blind Spot is. It's technically what is that show with Ultron in it?
Blacklist. Yeah, Blacklist.
Yeah. They're all pretty much the same concept. It's like we have this one special person and then this one normal person. I mean, it's basically the X-Files. It's Mulder and Scully. One who believes and one who doesn't.
Yeah, that's what everything is. You wouldn't like a show if there was nothing good about it. And that's why you have procedurals, because there's nothing outstanding about anything. It's just they're doing that job, and that job is interesting. The other, anything else that's not that is one guy is really cool and other guys are not. Let's see how they interact with each other.
Yeah, and I'm like, I watch those shows. They're great. They're great summer shows. They're great shows you can watch and you don't have to follow week to week.
Mm-hmm.
But there's too many of them, and like seeing new ones, I'm like, half of these are going to be canceled.
Yep.
Because they're the same damn thing.
And because the big ones that have been around for a while, the Law and Orders and the NCISs, are big, big players. You can't beat them.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other shows that stand out or that you want to talk about before we Ninja Rap?
I'm just kind of doing a walkthrough of the list. Not that I can see.
No.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, I think that's good for me.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything that interested me.
That's good enough for government work. Before we go, I don't know if either one of you want to make a big bet and predict what's going to be the biggest new show of this season.
I would say the Muppets. I think I'm going to bet on the Muppets. It has the most potential. It might be a terrible show, or it might just not get that much attention, but I think it's in a place right now where it could be like people are talking about the Muppets because it is the Muppets, got a big name behind it, and it's kind of like we haven't seen this before with the Muppets, so it might be interesting.
Yeah, it has a ton of potential, I think.
Yeah.
I think, okay, of the new shows, I think just because of the network and its time slot, I think Angel from Hell has a chance. It stars Jane Lynch. Mm-hmm. It comes on after the Big Bang Theory, mm-hmm. which is network's biggest show.
Gross.
If it's a good show, it has a chance. My dark horse, my fingers crossed, is Supergirl.
Yeah.
A combination of CBS being the biggest network, Supergirl having the super brand, and this just this we're in this comic nexus right now. Like, this comic bubble that may burst any moment, mm-hmm. but I do think like, it's still pumping, and people are still into it. And I honestly do want it to succeed because, you know, for so long, people have made this excuse and that excuse as to why female superheroes don't work, but we're going to get a weekly TV show about a female superhero.
I was just going to say, we have female comic book series, but we don't have female superheroes right now on TV or in really movies that much. So I think it'll be successful in some merit because of that.
Yeah, and I also think they've done a good job of pointing that out in their marketing
yeah.
and the stuff they've been doing offline. With her going to that Girl Scouts and posing, you know, having a Supergirl day. So
yep.
That's been doing well. Okay, so that will do it for us this week. You can find us on the web at nerdsontherocks.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Nerds on the Rocks. You can find us on Facebook at Nerds on the Rocks. I think we have a very big branding issue, so you can find Scott on Twitter at Scott_@_Knight.
Yeah, it's me.
Because he has way too many underscores in his name, as I keep on pointing out.
It's only two.
And then you have an at in the middle of your name. So it's at Scott at Knight.
Well, do you know the origin behind that?
No, I don't.
It's really quick. It's really quick. My full name is Scott Patrick Miller. My initials are SPM, Scott PM. PM means at night, Scott at night.
Gotcha. Well, it makes sense then. Still too many ads, but your name makes sense now.
I'm glad we've cleared that up at least.
You can find Dan at the Dan Affair.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sounds like a great TV show. Or it's going to be a terrible if he ever cheats on his
girlfriend. Yeah, actually, I'll bet on the Dan Affair being the next big hit of this season.
I'm on that bandwagon, too.
You can find me, and I just complained about Scott, but you can find me at @ER_NOTR, which I'm not going to change, but I have so many cards made up with it now, and I don't want to pay more money. And we will be back. Well, I will be back. I don't think you two want to be around for the next episode.
Oh, what's the next episode?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
The next episode is in the works, hopefully. It's the next episode. It's been in the works for a while. But due to people kind of getting interested with Stephen Amell and Jon Stewart at SummerSlam, and the fact that we've done wrestling podcasts before, we're going to do an intro to pro wrestling podcast.
Ew, I don't want to be around for that either. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's an interesting. There's been people who've asked me to talk about it, and you know, instead of talking to them, I do answer their questions as it comes up. But there are certain things that I think would be interesting to explain and to explore, and that will be an interesting one. And as always with our wrestling episodes, you can also skip it. But you know, it's just a prime like we've done. You know, like we've done an intro to comic books and stuff like that, so it makes sense. And that will be hopefully within the next two. Well, I assume it will be sooner because of the pay-per-view event in 2 weeks, and we want to get it out before then.
Mm-hmm.
But for Scott, Dan, and Sam, who is too good for us because of the premiere of football season,
happens every year, no matter what.
But somehow he forgot it was until 90 minutes before we began recording.
Oh, Texas, them and their sports balls.
Them and their sports balls. Oh, it's one of their, at least it's one of their better qualities.
I guess. Is it, though?
So, we will be back. Have a good week. TV now.